Monday Mojos are back. Every Monday morning, I'll be here to help you get a jump start on your week with some inspiration, a thought-provoking question, or maybe just to light a fire under your ass. Let's go. Fighters, today on Monday Mojo, I want to share with you the power of asking better questions. In 2009, we had taken a huge hit in our business during the recession. Selling was brutal. Everyone and their brother was dropping their shorts, trying to get work. And it was a rough time. If you were around then in business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sadly, for a while, discounting became a thing until we started doing the math and realized that our profits sucked. And because lead flow was down and close rates were lower and this and that, we actually had to raise our prices to break even, which is a whole nother story. But that is the time that I created what we call the CLMF. If you are in Battleground, you know what I'm talking about. It's the crew leader management fee. And this is something I created, and it kept us profitable in business, and it kept our team unified. And I stumbled upon the creation of the CLMF by asking a better question. All right. Everyone was asking things like, how do I sell more jobs and how do I get more leads and all those things. I simply asked a better question. The question I asked was, what would it look like if it were easy right now? Now, it might not make sense in the context of this, but just asking that question started my brain synapses popping and firing in ways that got me out of my common thinking into uncommon thinking, and bam, we had a game changer. All right, pre-recession, our gross profit was somewhere between 42 and 48% in production. So I might sell a job at a 52% gross profit. We might produce it at a 42 because we went over on the hours or whatever it might be. All right, during the recession, after the CLMF was implemented, literally overnight, we were producing work at a 52 to a 55 and sometimes 60% gross profit in a time when everyone and their brothers was getting their butts kicked out there. All right. I also had a friend during this time who had a painting company as well. And he asked himself a better question. And that question was, we had lunch one day. He says, I just pulled back and I said, if I had to double my business in 90 days, how would I spend the first 30 days? That was the question he asked himself. And what he came up with, I would start having lunches with competitors. I would start asking questions of how things were going. And he did this over and over and over and over. And the result of that was he ended up buying a 50-year-old painting business for about $100,000. 12 to 16 months later, that list that was bringing in virtually nothing for this 50-year-old business was generating at about $1.5 million a year, okay, from that conversation at lunch that he had with somebody. And it, not just the revenue, but it brought him like five or six really good kick-ass employees for his team. And so again, while the masses were asking questions like, how do I get more leads? Or what should I spend my marketing money on? He looked for a lever. That's how I view asking the right questions. It's a lever. Let me give you another story here. If you can tell, guys, I'm trying to give you examples to get your brain thinking here so that you can get out of your own way. All right. We were looking for a project manager because at the time, everyone that was the business our size, they were like starting to hire project managers, these overhead positions that would oversee all the crews in the field and keep the owner's phone from ringing so that you could work on owner stuff. And this position was going to be our savior. All right. It was going to allow freedom. It was going to provide no more babysitting. And it was I saw it as a lever for us to do the heavy lifting of scheduling and shuffling around our 25 painters and all that so that I could be free, like I said, to build the brand and sell. But here's the problem. At the time, I just couldn't get my head around sacking up about $100,000 a year in a salary for this position because it just didn't feel right with me. And this was pre-recession, so it's a pre-recession story. But at the time, all the other companies were hiring PMs at $80,000 to $100,000 a year, and we just couldn't get our heads around it. It just did, like, I don't know if you guys ever feel this way, but something just doesn't feel right to you. And I'm a fan of trust in my gut because I'm like, there's got to be a better way that we can have that freedom, no more babysitting and this and that. and free us up to do the owner shit that we have to do. And, you know, even then the peer groups that we were in and getting coached by, they're all going, no, you need a PM, you need a PM. And we didn't want to do that. It just didn't sit right. So we asked a better question. The question we said was, what if we did the opposite? It's a ridiculous question. All right. The opposite meaning, instead of forking out 80 to 100 grand on one position for a PM, what if we invested in our crew leaders? What if they took ownership? What if we did weekly training on gross profit and selling and managing the actual work and the crew and dealing with the clients and learning how to communicate better, teaching them to upsell, doing their own schedule? Okay. And guys, we ended up spending a third of the money on all those things I just said. And we got way more than we wanted because we chose to ask a different question. I had found a lever. So here's my point as I wrap this up. We spend huge amounts of time, you guys, grinding, solving problems, making plans, detailing things out, looking for better tactics and strategies, listening to podcasts, reading books, all right? All with this question in mind going, what are the right ways for my business to grow? We're all on the hunt for those things. But before you know the answers, you must figure out the questions. You must ask better questions. In fact, I think it was Tony Robbins who said, successful people are simply better at asking questions. And as a result, they get better answers. So if you want better answers to the problems you have right now in your business, ask better questions. Too often, we're also stuck on the tactical questions of how to attract high-paying clients, how to recruit guys and employees and this and that. Tactics are fine if the strategy is right, but you need a lever. And those levers for me have always come in the form of asking better questions. They've changed the game for me. They've opened my eyes. And many times they light the path to where I want to go as a business. Most of the answers, you guys, are in you, especially the tactical ones. All right, they just need to be drawn out. And there's very few tactical things that are unknown to you. So my challenge here is this: ask better questions. All right, tactical, going, how do I get more customers? How do I find more employees? Those are tactical questions. Those are how questions. That is a trap that you can go down the drain with, right? And you get stuck in that, where strategic questions are a lever. All right. There is a challenging time in business coming your way. All right. There's good times, there's bad times, but you need to know there's always going to be a challenging time. And so you need to be prepared for that. So this is a time to think differently and ask better questions. And the result will be a scaling of your business in ways that you never saw coming. Now, right now, some of you are like, I'm having a hard time figuring out what a strategic question sounds like, Tom. So I'm going to give you a couple here and I'm going to wrap up this episode. Sometimes I ask myself general questions. Things like, if this had to be 50% simpler, what would need to happen? Or it might be, what would need to happen for me to be irrelevant in the day-to-day operations of the business? Sometimes I flip it and I go, what if I don't? When everyone's saying you got to do this, literally just that question, well, what if I don't? Then what? Then what? Then what? Keep asking that. What if I did the opposite? I shared that with you earlier. Then I go to internal questions. Internal questions are like, where am I busy where it matters least? I challenge, in fact, every one of you to think on that one. Where are you busy right now where it matters least, where it's not moving the needle, where it just doesn't make you more money, it doesn't bring you more freedom or happiness? Another internal question, if I only had 20 minutes each day to accomplish my goals, how would I spend my time? Guys, when you ask these types of questions, I promise you the path will light up for you and you will run an uncommon business. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at Real Tom Reber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.